Hello, and welcome to the Living on Lemonade podcast. I'm your host, Lauren, and I'm here to share my life stories and tools I've discovered that make up my tool belt of soul practices. As a shift working first responder, these tools have not only changed my life, they've allowed me to shine a light for others who are navigating dark paths and help them move through their difficult time with more grace and ease. If you can use some tools and practices to help manage stress and move through a rough patch, you are in the right place. I can't wait to share my heart and lead you back to yours. Let's get started, shall we? Hello, and welcome back to the Living on Lemonade podcast. As always, I'm your host, Lauren. Today's episode is a recording on the lines of a meditation slash visualization for the journaling prompts that were provided in the training a few days ago for goal and intention setting. This is kind of a build off of it. I did mention it in the training, so here we are. Now, before we get started, get comfortable. Wear some comfy clothes. Maybe you're winding down or just taking time for yourself, which is beautiful and a wonderful way to kind of start the new year. Grab a warm beverage or some water, whatever kind of helps you ease into the practice. And to start out, we're going to take a few deep breaths to kind of settle in. So if you're listening or watching this in the evening, and it's been a bit of a busy day, you can kind of take some deep breaths, set an intention, wash away the whatever happened throughout the day, or if you're starting your day, this is a good way to start it. And if you're midway through, a nice pause. So I'll take a few moments and we will begin. We'll start with a few breaths and then I'll go into the meditation. If you have a journal or pen handy, you can keep it handy for when the meditation finishes, then you can jot down your thoughts on things. Or you can use the workbook, of course. You can either print the workbook out or transcribe the journaling prompts into your journal and reflect on them. This is just another way to kind of sink back into your body and just reflect on what the questions mean to you and the answers that you get. And to start off, after the breaths, we're going to look back on the year first, the past year. Okay, let's begin. So taking a few deep, nourishing breaths. Nice big inhale. You can retain it at the top. And then just make sure that exhale is longer than the inhale. Brings your body back into a relaxation state. If you need a little extra somatic or body support, you can put your hand over your heart. And you can exhale through your nose or your mouth. If you need a little bit more releasing the day, maybe exhale out of your mouth. Taking a couple more breaths. So we're going to take a little bit of a step back into the year that just closed. We're going to reflect a little bit. We're going to get a little bit curious. We're going to look back on what worked well, what didn't. And we're going to kind of honor that time and give ourselves grace and celebrate ourselves. So one of the first things I want you to think about is, what were the highlights of the last year? What brought you joy? If you set goals last year, look back on those. How did you move forward in your goals? Did you fulfill some of them? Were they part of the highlights of your year? and just kind of lean into that for a moment. And after you feel complete, move along to what were the challenges of last year? What were the challenges that you faced? What were the things that maybe didn't work out as you were hoping and moving towards? Did you have to pivot along the way? What kind of hit you from left field? Lean into that a little bit. We're just gonna look at it and be honest with ourselves and feel the feels if something comes up for you. And if you need to hold your heart space a little bit, hand over heart, just to support yourself a little bit if something's coming up as you look back on what was the more challenging parts of the year, then that's okay. Just know that you're fully supported. And through all of the experiences that you had last year, which experiences brought you wisdom? Let's lean into that a little bit. And on top of that, what was that wisdom? What did you learn? And what was your biggest lesson of all the things you learned and the wisdom? What was your biggest lesson? And through those lessons, how did you change and grow? Through those experiences too. How did you change and grow throughout last year to where you are now? What do you choose to leave behind in the previous year? What do you choose to leave behind? And what do you choose to bring with you into this new year? What do you choose to bring with you into this new year? And before we close out our reflection, I want you to take a moment. We're going to both celebrate and support ourselves. So let's think about. We'll start with the challenges. Think about the challenges, how it made you feel, and from a space of more wisdom and expansion on where you sit or stand now, look back on that, look back on that version of you, and I want you to visualize giving that version of you a nice big hug and saying the words that you needed to hear throughout that experience, especially if you felt alone. What words of encouragement did you need to hear while you navigated those challenges? And I want you to picture standing in front of that version of you and saying those words to them. And maybe giving them a big hug. And reassure them, knowing what you know now, you've got their back. That it's okay. Everything will be okay. If you feel some emotions coming up, maybe a little bubbling, you need to release it. Some tears, or shake it out. If you feel the nudge or urge to kind of shake your body a little bit, let those emotions up and out. Whatever way your body seems to be encouraging it, just know that that's okay, that's normal. Taking time to hold space for situations that we may not have really had the capacity or opportunity to in the moment. So looking back on it with wisdom and extra capacity is a wonderful way to kind of close out those experiences. And when that feels complete, we're going to move into the celebrations. Look back on the year. What are you celebrating? Be the smallest things. It could be a step towards a goal or intention you set. You don't have to fulfill every goal and intention every year. Many of them are longer term. But just think about, look back on the year. Visualize the year like you're looking back on it as if it's a trail, a journey. And you can picture yourself going backwards a little bit along the way if you want, and just see what you come across along that calendar year. We're looking back on the successes, all the things that brought you joy, felt exciting, and are worth celebrating along the way. It could be goal-oriented. It could be just getting outside your own comfort zone, trying something new, trying something that you used to do and weren't sure if you would still enjoy it. Could be time with loved ones, setting intentions and fulfilling them. Go back through and give yourself a pat on the back, give yourself a big encouraging hug and a congratulations on the milestones and the steps along the way, along the last year. Just take a moment and celebrate that. Feel the joy and excitement and gratitude and pride inside your body of the things that you accomplished and that brought you joy this last year. And a couple lasting thoughts before we move into this year's goal and intention setting. Are you closer than you were at the start of last year in terms of your goals and intentions? That's something to celebrate. And did the actions that you took towards those goals and intentions bring you joy? It's also very important. And we want to think about that when we're starting to set our goals and intention for the new year. And use that as part of our compass throughout the year. Can we look back short term over the last couple months as we go throughout the year and see how we've grown and evolved and moved towards what our goals and intentions are? And are we making sure that the actions that we take towards those things bring us joy? Because if they don't, maybe we need to pivot, or maybe we need to reevaluate those goals and intentions. Now we're going to move into the new year and a few ideas to consider when setting your goals and intentions for this year, if you haven't done it already. Let's start with, how do you want this year to feel? How do you want to feel in your body, in your mind? If last year was turbulent, maybe you want to feel more grounded, more relaxed. Maybe you want to bring more joy into your life and just feel like you can breathe a big sigh of relief, having let go of the past year, moving into this new year, this new energy that you're setting an intention for. Maybe you want excitement. You want to learn. You feel this expansion upon you. Just take a moment and reflect. How do you want this year to feel? What do you need? And when we can get out of our minds and back into our body, that's when we can really interact with that subconscious part of us or that higher self, or just somatically, we can just feel it in our body what we need based on where we've been. What do you want to experience? And what are you most looking forward to this year? Do you already have some plans that you're getting excited about? What would you like to do? What do you want to experience? And what is your soul pulling you towards? One way you can know that it's soul-led is it'll light you up, make you feel expansive and excited. You'll get an idea and want to act on it right away. That's when you know it's a soul pull. And one thing that's helpful as we're setting these intentions is to also get grounded and rooted into our values and priorities. This will be the compass that helps to direct you throughout the year. So what are your values? What are your priorities? If it's family, then make sure that you stay mindful of that, because maybe something comes up that can potentially take you away from an experience or a weekend away with family or whatever that might look like. And knowing that quality time with family and spending time with family and being present is one of your values and priorities, it might raise a little bit of a flag to look closer at and decide if you're going to do that thing or not. If you're going to let something take you away from the things that have decided are a priority this year. Maybe it's less screen time. So maybe you start to set habits like reading before bed or doing something more interactive for the last half hour, hour, whatever that might look like before you go to sleep. Just getting off of your phone and being present. Maybe you decide to create a morning routine that helps you wake up, kind of warm up your brain, warm up your body if you want, and keeps you off your phone for the first little while. So that if your phone is the first thing you look at when you're waking up and you no longer want that to be a part of your day and you want to be intentional and more intentional with your screen time, what types of habits and practices and activities can you build into your day so that you honor your values and your priorities? What would you like to create space for this year? This goes along with those values and priorities, especially if you found that you had good intentions maybe in the previous year to say it was to visit people and you just didn't get around to it. Well, get curious on what kept you from those things. Sometimes life throws curveballs and it's out of our control, and we just have to kind of ride the wave. But what can we take ownership of? Are there things that we have done that have also hindered fulfilling our intentions, kept us from fulfilling them? And if so, who do we need to be, and what do we need to do to be that person that creates these new habits, creates this new reality that helps to support these experiences we want to have? And another question, what would make you feel more supported this year? What can you do? Who can you be to take care of yourself in a deeper way? And if you look up the eight pillars of self-care, there's different types. And you can do different activities and practices for what resonates with you. Could be for your physical health, mental health, social well-being, spiritual, emotional, financial, recreational, those types of things. What do you need to feel more supported, and what can you do to honor that? What do you want to learn this year? What makes you curious? Something you want to explore? And maybe you just finished a year of a lot of learning, so maybe you want to ease back a little bit, but it is always good to continue learning in one way or another, whether it's more casual or more formative. And when you have a good idea of what your priorities are, what your intentions are, what your goals are, how will you bring these to life? How will you begin to bring these to life, especially if it's a longer-term goal? And who do you need to be to bring them to life? If you have a goal that based on your current schedule and maybe work schedule or just life schedule requires some extra time, but you're sleeping in every morning, would it be helpful to set your alarm a little bit earlier and get an earlier start to your day? If even to just set your morning up, have a little bit of a routine before you get out of bed. Could be 15 minutes, 10 minutes. Just to get your day started from a place of intention. And then making room in your day to work on the other things. And using your priorities as a baseline, as a foundation, your values too, of making decisions on how you're going to live, what you're going to do. Take a moment to feel into the last few moments we've had together for this year. How does that feel? Like, what's kind of the vibe of it? Think of a word that encompasses the feeling of what you want to create this year for yourself, what you're going to create this year for yourself. What word comes to mind? You can let that be one of your anchors as well for this year, to anchor into when you need to reflect back and just check in on yourself throughout the year. Are you honoring this word that represents the intention of what you want to fulfill this year? When you have that word, just give yourself a big hug. The work and just for creating space for sitting here and listening or standing, or maybe you're walking. Because you've already taken a step towards what you want by setting the intention. So well done. Give yourself a hug, give yourself a pat on the back. Feel proud for taking time for yourself. Because when we can invest in ourselves, we have more capacity to live a more fulfilled life, and we can show up more lovingly for those around us. And that's not a small thing. Now, if you'd like a more visual representation of your intentions and your goals, feel free to create a vision board. You can take magazines and do a cut and paste, old school on Bristol board. Or you can do an online one. Canva's a great resource, canva.com. You can make a digital vision board. You could put it as your laptop or phone background. You could print it out, put it on your wall where you're going to see it. So anything to kind of represent what you're going for, to remind you. And if you've had your eyes closed for much of this practice, feel free to come back to the present. Open your eyes, look around, start to orient a little bit. And again, celebrate yourself, celebrate just this practice alone and the ideas that have come to you. Jot them down in a journal if you're ready. You can complete the workbook if you want. And if you listen to this before January 11th, we're doing a virtual Zoom self-care vision board workshop on Zoom. You're welcome to join. You can get the link from the Living on Lemonade group on Facebook. We're just going to hang out together. I'll do a quick intro describing the 8 different pillars of wellness or self-care. Again, I rhymed off most of them during the visualization and meditation. We're going to go a little deeper with that, what some of them can look like, just to give you some ideas, and we can dive in and spend the hour working on stuff together. If people are not familiar with Canva, pop on, and it will, I know I won't, I'm happy to answer questions. And if there's others that are on who can answer as well, they're happy to, they're welcome to provide feedback. So I hope this was helpful. I hope it created some space just to get quiet and kind of look at the year, both that's closed and ahead of us that we're already into. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful 2024. I hope to see you on Thursday if you're able to join the vision board workshop. If not, I will see you in the next episode. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode, and I can't wait to meet you inside of the next one. In the meantime, if you'd like to connect on social media, you can find me on Instagram at Ms. Lauren Gilhula. That's MZZLaurenGilhula. Hope to see you soon.